If it's okay for everybody, I'm gonna moderate the assembly. And Fran would be one who chooses who's gonna talk. Okay? Okay for everybody? Yeah? Well, I don't know what to say. I'm so proud to see a lot of people here. I don't think so that we're gonna be so much. And first of all, I want to thank you a lot. Well, that we are doing now is very big. We are maybe not in a big city like London, like Rome, like Madrid, like Athens, but we are a little part of that big, and I think it's a reason to be proud. I don't know, I think it's better to make an assembly to explain what we want of all that kind of things, what we feel, and what we would like to the target of all this, you know? So I don't know if somebody wants to say about his fighting, his struggle experience or whatever. I don't know.
Yes, I would like to listen. Like, why are you here? Why made you? You are in home. You are why you are enjoying your time. And what made you go to the street just to? Well, I'm here, for example, because I couldn't just stay in home saying I feel it will be better for me, but not, because all the people is in the street now fighting for my rights, for our rights, for the rights of all the people, fighting against what the governments are doing that is not at all the better for us. So I'm here for that, to show my support, to don't stay at home, and to try to, well, we are not going to change anything being here, but it's changing something in the society if all the time is being more people going to the streets. And for sure, the past 15 October, there was no one here, for sure. Now we are like 20 people. Maybe next year, we are more.
Well, I would say I know Spain very well, so I follow the politics and the movement there. I have friends who are there as well. Here, it's not got a great deal of coverage, but there are similar things happening. There's a lot of protests against the cuts, tax avoidance. You also, if you look over the last few years, there's the banking crisis, then a political expenses crisis, and a media crisis here with the Murdoch papers. These are pretty big things that are all can be tied together loosely, and therefore I think the sort of feeling here in Spain, maybe in New York and around the world, there's something in common. People know. They might not quite be able to articulate it. Similarly with the riots recently, but people are angry and know something's wrong and something needs to change. So that's how I'd maybe tie in the Spain and what's here. But there's not much coverage yet here for the 15th movement, but there are similar things going on.
I'm here because I work with the voluntary sector in this country, so community groups, social services, NHS, youth services, all different kinds of services that people set up in their communities because they want something, which has been taken over by the government and called the big society, has had all the money taken away from it. We're being told that the reason we can't have money for social services anymore is because of the international crisis, which is a lie. And I think most of the people who work in these services who I meet know damn well it's a lie. They know that it's an excuse for what the government wants to do, which is to remove the welfare state completely and forever. And they're using that as their reason to take away services, which used to be that in this country, since the NHS started in the 40s, post-war, it used to be that people pay taxes because they want to live in a society where everyone has access to certain basic rights, which is what is the difference between this country and a third world country. What this government, and actually the previous one as well, have moved towards is back to a Victorian system where if you're rich, you can have whatever you want. If you're poor, you have to hope that a rich person will give you a handout, or you have to do it yourself. Most of the people who work in the kind of services that I work with believe in a society where you have those things. It doesn't matter if you want to use it yourself. You just want to live in a kind of society where that sort of, where there is a youth club that someone can go to, where there is an old people's home for someone to go to, where you don't have to pay to go to the doctor, which is what's going to happen. A lot of things that this government's trying to do, which they're doing very quietly and behind the scenes, like the Open Public Services white paper about the NHS, is going to totally take away all of those services that we've grown up and are used to. And people here who are students will know that free education is also disappearing. All of that stuff is what makes society civilised. And I think most normal people who use those services and work in them now realise that it's a lie to say that we can't have those things. It's a decision by the people in power that we shouldn't have those things. The reason that they don't want us to have those things is because it's better for them if we don't have them, because they have more money. Most normal people are realising that now, so I think that's why these movements are happening.
I got an idea, sorry for you. If you want to say something, just raise your hand and Julio will keep in memory because we haven't papers, and just get up to talk to can record it, if it's okay for everybody. You know, and just remember the assembly system, you know, if we raise both hands means okay, if we cross the hands means no way. And the other one was if we do any like that, that's we are talking a very tiring subject and we should pass on.
Well, just okay? for big assembly like this, we are not a lot of people, we can just talk everything, everyone. So, someone wants to say something? Yeah.
Well, I. Be all right. I've been quite inspired by the Occupy Wall Street stuff. It's been going 3 weeks from today. It's from being a kind of demonstration of about 10,000 people in New York setting up a kind of permanent occupation. It's spread right across America, and today it's kind of gone global with, you know, it's been happening in New Zealand and kind of all across the world. And I came here to this today because that it was this was mentioned as an Occupy Sheffield thing, so I thought that sounds like a good idea, and I don't know if that's something people want to talk about, like, you know, can we set up anything like that in Sheffield?
I think the only problem is that it hasn't been publicised. Like, there wasn't an event page for this on Facebook.
Get
and
up,
like,
everybody.
Sorry?
Get up.
Oh, right.
Huh? Just speak a bit louder.
Yeah, just because there.
Okay, sorry.
There wasn't an event page, so no one knew. Like, in cities all over the UK, just because one person set it up, like, hundreds of people have showed up. So I think we should pick a date and publicise it as much as we can and actually bring our tents and hope to make something out of it. But, yeah.
I think here the language barrier is a thing for all, because for me it's difficult to understand the most of the things. I think for some more Spanish people it's easy. But we'll try to understand everyone.
If someone wants to get up and speak Spanish...
I can translate. Ah, okay.
But you need to go the other way, I think.
Anyway, yeah.
I think it's going quite fast into Spanish.
It will be great in the other way as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to say I'm proud of being here, because when it was in Spain, I didn't have much time because I was in my final exams, you know, and it's like I really needed to leave this. And now it's so good to have people from this country, like you all here, even if you didn't have time and many ways to know we were going to be here. So it's like very good to find people. I didn't know there was going to be that much people. And it's okay what he said, that we have to make another appointment another day. So we have to publicize it a lot and public in many other places and on the websites and everything, because we need to do this. If we stay at home, we're not going to change anything. So we can't be like staying home saying, oh my God, my work, it's horrible. I don't have money to do anything. The politicians are always doing silly things. Like we always say, you know, we need to do something and we need to change all of this.
Yes. Hey. I grew up in Sheffield. I was born here. I've been away for a couple of years at university. I only get back here occasionally. It's good to see something like this happen. My parents and grandparents have been protesting. They've been part of the same struggle in the 70s and 80s, and it's still going on now, and I'm sure it'll go on long after I'm gone and everyone here is gone, but, well, we've got to keep the struggle going.
About what you have talked about, I would like to make a proposal, if it's okay for everybody. If you agree, we can vote, okay? If you like it or not. Maybe we can meet us every 2 weeks or anything like that, because we are not a lot of people. We are in another occupation more than that one, but maybe every 2 weeks or anything like that in a free day, any like today, Saturday, or maybe Sunday. And I think maybe earlier, that everybody could see it, because the British timetable, I think, is a bit different than the Spanish one that we are used to. So I don't know if everybody is okay.
I think about this. Maybe we can, because all of you have the event of this, right, in your Facebook. The event, no? Okay. So we can make a thing. We can make a Facebook group just for Sheffield 15. I'm sure in all the world is gonna be. From today, a lot of new movements, a lot of new activities. We are not a lot of people, but if we make a Facebook group just to keep in touch, maybe we can see how the things is going in the other cities, in the other movements. And talk through Facebook, I think it's going to be good for all of us, because it's easier to keep in touch than doing regular meetings. Maybe one is going to go, one not. So if we make a Facebook group, it could be the first step to keep in touch, to make proposals through there, and it's gonna be easier as well to understand each other writing and speaking. I think for the people who have the event, I will create, if you agree tonight, a group, a Facebook group. Like, the name is gonna be, 15 October Sheffield or something like that. We
can change. Sheffield.
Occupy Sheffield.
15-0.
Okay.
15-0.
Yeah. What name do you want? Occupy Sheffield. Is it good? Occupy Sheffield. Yeah.
There already is a Facebook page which is called Occupy Sheffield.
Okay.
They have about 190 friends, but they weren't willing to set anything up for today because it was too short notice. So I messaged them, and they have organised a meeting for the 3rd of November. Building towards getting an occupation towards the end of November, so sounds a bit rubbish to me.
Fighting amongst the
rank. We should join up with them.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We should be them and all be together.
Well, they said that they would gladly support anything which anyone else organised. So.
Power in numbers.
Of course, let's not distance ourselves or anything.
No.
I think we it will be a good translation here from a resume of what is.
Que ya hay una página.
Ya hay una página.
Sí. Si ellos quieren organizar algo para de aquí una semana, dos fines de noviembre, algo así.
Sí.
Pero una reunión el 3 de noviembre.
Sí, para planificar una ocupación. Sí,
What do you think? We should join this group, or we, or make another join them?
Yeah, I think we should join them.
Yeah, join them.
Cool.
But we've got to do stuff soon.
Yeah. So it's perfect. See, there is more people. It's 100 people there. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe we it's better when more close we are. When more, it's not good to have five different groups. We have one big. It's much better. Yeah, cool.
Some people can organize an event for November, and some can organize one next week. It's fun.
We've just come from an all-day anarchist, anti-capitalist event in Sheffield, and we were invited by this guy and that guy there. So there's been about 50-60 people spending all day talking about the cuts, talking about anti-capitalism, and it's a shame that they're not all here to see all of you here and, you know, our Spanish friends and that. So just to say that I think it would be really good to get them involved as well, because there are lots of people in Sheffield who do support this movement, but because it kind of clashed with that event, probably couldn't be here. So just to say that there are lots of people that, you know, wanted to be here but it was quite very last notice because we didn't know it was happening. Yeah. So.
What was their event called?
It was a free school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah. Thing that was in Nova.
It was today.
Ah,
just
today.
From now, yeah.
At the,
yeah, it's such a shame
social
that we
sense.
Didn't,
yeah, yeah.
We didn't know each other.
I didn't notice about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sheffield. Simply that costs us.
But there is, just to say, there is stuff happening in Sheffield. And yeah. There's, oh yeah, there's more people from the coast.
Yeah. Oh, well, here are some of those people.
We like that too. I know.
So, well, I mean, I personally, I'm not on Facebook, but I'm willing to help out with other stuff, like, should we set up a Twitter account as well? And I'm going to post this audio we're recording onto Sheffield Indie Media, and that's another resource we can use, you know, where we can post our own reports and news and stuff. And, yeah, would an email list be good?
Él no tiene Facebook, pero que estaría bien hacer un Twitter y una mailing list.
Yeah, we can make a logo for the email.
Yeah, or we can use a non-commercial.
Email,
I mean, I could set up an email list on a non-commercial site, which I'd rather do. I'm not rather try and minimise. Personally, I don't really want to use. But I don't know if that would help.
No. Okay, we can the Twitter for sure. Yeah. Well, do you know if there is a Twitter already or for Cuba? Okay, maybe we can put that proposal in that group Facebook and just do it, like name it Sheffield Okay or Sheffield Putin or whatever.
Is it worth passing around a piece of paper now for people to write email addresses on?
Yeah.
Has anyone got a bit of paper and a pen?
I have, but I need a pen.
So if I set up an email list, obviously it'd be more useful if it has public archives, so anyone can see the messages. Is everyone okay with that? But also that would mean that any messages anyone sends to it would be readable by the public. So if you don't want to use your real name, sign up with an email account that isn't in your real name. So that's just a suggestion.
Who are you?
I'm just someone who came along here and trying to help out.
Right.
Yeah. Alright, okay, I'm recording MP3 to put it up on Sheffield Indie Media.
Indie Media?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's undercover. Watch out.
Another thing other people have been using is IRC, Internet Relay Chat. So there's been like an Occupy Wall Street IRC channel, and this site online chat, we could set up an Occupy Sheffield IRC channel as well. So most of these channels have been set up on the Global Indie Media IRC server. So.
Login.
Yeah, there's a web interface. You go to chat.indiemedia.org and there's like a web interface. Just put in a username and you just log in. You can chat with other people in the room.
Talk about squatting in Sheffield, talking about setting up a more permanent like social centre somewhere where people come together. But no, I admit there was no specific, not that I was part of.
Okay, so what do you think? We use this Facebook group, the mailing list, and a Twitter, right?
Yes.
I think chat we have already in Facebook. We are all the people in Facebook already. So, okay. Someone wants to say anything else?
Did you just arrive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You wanna say why are you here or something like that?
I'm here mostly in solidarity with the people who are more seriously involved with Occupy Wall Street, and to get to know what was going on here in Sheffield. I'm staying here 3 days and I'm leaving.
Okay.
So it's kind of I just came along, really.
Cool.
Yeah, and I would like to know which ideas, actions, or you've thought about undertaking, or
yeah. Well, we just met here now for the first time. We just agreed to meet this morning, so it was nothing prepared. Just to show our support as well, like you.
Yeah.
And yes, we are talking now about doing these things, about doing a Facebook group, mailing list, to talk about future events, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could make some pictures all together around here or something. Yeah. I don't know. Instead of sitting here all the time, we could kind of make some pictures around or something, like, and try to tell other people why we are here. I don't know. Have some fun.
Okay, cool. You want to do this? Especially the English speakers. Because for the Spanish is difficult for us.
Is it worth thinking about setting a date for another meeting that's sooner than November, or should that be best done online?
He told us in the 3rd of November, this Occupy Sheffield meeting.
But that's a while away, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we should do something sooner.
Next month.
Something sooner.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you want to set it down now, or we wait to see how it's going on in all the cities to see if there is another event soon organized in common for all the people, or what do you think?
I think that, well, in fact, it's going to be a lot of events in every place, I'm sure about that. And anyway, we have to make, to have autonomy is okay, to independent of the other cities or what they really want, you know.
Yeah.
We are here in Sheffield and we have to work here in Sheffield, and I think that the next step would be to involucrate and to coordinate with the local groups and to work all together, because we all want to say the most of all we want it in Spain, because we are Spanish, but we are brothers in the same struggles, you know.
Can I ask something for everyone? We also have to build up tracker signs for people who are passing by.
Okay, that's wonderful. Sorry? Thanks. So the idea is that everyone was sitting in the center, and as a consequence, people who were passing by couldn't actually see the signs themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Shall we do that right now, or
do we want to agree a date for next week and a time and a place?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm away this weekend, but
we can do a little bit of
research.
Yeah.
You were talking, actually. I mean, I can do any time.
Should we do one week, one evening next week? It's better than weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I would agree, but I'm not going to be here the next week, so I cannot vote. But if you want to vote... Okay.
Or the week off?
I think there are not that much people, so we can make an agreement all together, right? So, you want to make a meeting? You want to set down a meeting now for next week?
Yeah.
Do you think that will be good?
Yeah.
Who's in favor to make a meeting next week?
Who's against?
I, for example, I prefer to set down in Facebook or mailing list to tell us there before set down a meeting, because at this moment we are in a meeting now, we are not quite sure what talk about. So a meeting for what? First we have to say for what is the meeting, not just meeting for meeting.
Maybe to discuss the next action or what you want to do.
But we can do it now. We are all together. For sure, if we set a meeting for next week, we are going to be less people than now. So if we want to talk about that, we can do that. We are all together now.
very good point.
Right? I don't know.
I think it should be, first of all, interesting to realize what we're gonna do, what we're doing here. So let's try to do what we're supposed to be doing here, like get other people conscient if they are ready or not. Where there's something happening in Wall Street and we're here to give support. And yeah, after this finish, and if we think that it's gonna be interesting to meet again other people, we can discuss and just set up another. Because if we try to discuss now what we're going to do next week, but don't cling what we need to do now, no, there's no much purpose.
We've already talked about setting up an occupation, and we've already talked about there's another group in Sheffield interested in doing it as well, but they want to set a meeting for November, so we were talking about trying to do a meeting sooner than November.
Okay.
Yeah,
but getting that group in on it as well.
Yeah.
Right. But like, so what is our intention here today?
It was just to... The main intention was just to show our support to the people who is protesting the streets. Mm-hmm. So it's good if now, for example, as you say, we finish this and we start to talk to the people. We are here because of this, blah, blah, blah. That will be good to many people now. But, well, yeah, maybe the people is going to be interested, maybe not just...
If they are not being interested, let me go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we can do that. But, yeah, I think we can finish now about what we want to do, talk a little bit about that, and then doing that.
Because making a Facebook group and inviting people now to join the Facebook group would be quite a good idea, maybe, for the forthcoming, well, for the future.
Okay, what do you think if we make...
There is one already.
Sorry.
There's one group.
What do you think if we... have the t-shirts with the papers, we write down the name of the Facebook group, and we, when we talk to the people now, these few minutes, we give the paper with the with the name of the Facebook group, if you want to join. Do you think?
But like talking to people, not just giving.
Talking to people, we are here to protest. If you want more information, you can join us in this Facebook group. We will do more events. Okay?
Well, I think it's admirable to actually set up a Facebook group and start operating as a group of its own. It's worth bearing in mind that there are certain various groups here in Sheffield that do operate basically for the same causes. For example, UK UNCUT has a lot of actions. And if you were to look on their website, they list actions roughly every Saturday, pretty much, in the town centre. So it's worth bearing that in mind, that if you want to meet, it would be ideal to also meet for this sort of event. That's what I have to say.
November, there's a UK UNCUT action. It's called Jamming Against the Cuts. I think they're meeting here or at the town hall and gonna occupy a bank and just like make music or do poetry or whatever. So, something everyone should be.
So it will be so great if we all join this Facebook group, it's already working, and we put all this information there. So all the people there is gonna know, all we are gonna know, and we can't as well use our mailing list to keep more in touch. Now, we know each other now, so we can, with these two instruments, I think we can start to organize and to join all the events. Because for example, even now there was this thing going on, so it will be good.
Yeah, just the name of the group is Occupy Sheffield.
Occupy Sheffield.
Yeah. Well, everybody's agreed then to join them.
Okay. So I think we have till now. We join this group, we make a mailing list, now we are going to write down the name of the Facebook group and put in little papers. When we finish this, we talk for a little bit with the people who are passing here now to talk why are we here. And anything else for the moment? This is all we agreed is, right? Already? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a fundraiser for the social centre tonight at the Red House, and I know you missed the event, but if you wanted to meet other anti-capitalists, people against the cuts, people who support you, they'll all be together at the Red House, and there's
bands, some DJs,
bike
night.
Maybe you can send in the email list.
Half a mile away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just back here.
Yeah, that way.
And this is going to be free university, and this is going to be the get together.
But what is it? Sorry, one more time.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah. We're going to go later if you want to join.
There's four bands and DJ, and there we are.
But where?
At the Red House.
Red House. I don't know what it is.
The Red House.
It's a pub on Solly Street, which is about half a mile from here.
You know the cathedral next to the university?
Yeah.
It's just you cross over the road, and it's the road behind that road.
Okay. And the pub is Red House.
The pub is the Red House. Yeah.
Well, asking, for sure we will be able to arrive.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go, sorry, but my... So we are at the Occupy Sheffield, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take the
things. Okay, yeah, I take it.
Okay, so, okay, sorry, bye.
Bye.
I'm asking one of the organisers.
I have one discussion about it.
I don't think there are any organisers.
As Occupy Sheffield, or as a page where other people that might not want to get involved with the stuff but still support can like us, and get informed what's happening. Because if you have a group, you have to get in there to see what's going on. And if you have a like, people will get information, even if they don't get... might be more interesting to have a page.
You mean a page inside instead of a group, right?
Instead of have a group by Sheffield, a fan page, yeah.
Okay.
Be more...
Okay, I'm not that expert in Facebook. I don't know what is really...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we could register Occupy Sheffield as a domain name and set up a WordPress site or something like that, couldn't we?
Yeah. What, sorry?
Yeah. We could set up a website at occupysheffield.org.
Yeah, if someone knows how to do it.
Yeah, I could do that.
But nowadays I would start with Facebook, and maybe if the quantity of information grows too much, then you go to a website, because Facebook's fast, it's cheap, anyone's there, and provide as much information that you would need to do gathering together. It's just this.
But we can do both. If you want to do that website, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So, if you want now something that you want to talk about for in this supposed next meeting, for example, it's good if you say now so we can discuss. Anyone wants to talk about something? Okay, so already we have all these things I said just 5 minutes ago, and if we don't have anything else to talk, I think we can finish when the paper... What is the paper with the mails there? All you put your mails? Okay. So, you want to now to do these things about the put the Facebook group here and give to the people and tell why are we here. And when you agree, we do this. And it's up to you. When you want to go, you just go after this. I think we did a good thing coming here today. It was... Until this morning to game, so it was nothing prepared. I thought it was going to be here alone or with one friend maybe. So it's good people. We are a lot of people already actually, and yeah, we can be proud of ourselves to just to came here to show the support to all the people is now in the streets, as I say already. So thank you all for coming. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.